And today we're going to look at a prophecy with an unexpected outcome. And this was for someone who was in fact completely opposed to Padre Pio, wanted nothing to do with Padre Pio. And he gave him this prophecy. So please do join us for this video. Hello friends, and welcome to this channel following Padre Pio. And here we present a series of short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio's life and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And just a reminder, we do have a mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio. So if you want to be part of this, then just watch the little video on the end screen which tells you how to enroll your intentions. We do encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate, and it would be tremendous if you would help us by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends, with your colleagues. Now, in the story today, the author of the article tells us that they were visiting Padre Pio's friary in Italy, and this was in fact in the summer of 2002. And there they met with a celebrant who was an American priest, and this was during one of the weekday masses. And this priest, in his homily, he had shared his experience when visiting St. Giovanni Rotondo with his grandfather many years before. So they had both met Padre Pio, and Padre Pio's words just proved to be prophetic for him. And this is his story that follows. So the year was 1964, when this particular young man, now the celebrant, he was then in his 20s, and he was accompanying his grandfather on a trip through Italy, and they were visiting various relatives there. And the grandfather was pretty insistent. He wanted to visit St. Giovanni Rotondo to stop by and to meet Padre Pio. The grandson wanted nothing to do with this. The young man had heard that Padre Pio had the stigmata on his hands, his feet, and his side, and the stigmata, the wounds of our Lord, of course, and this idea repulsed him. It conjured up all sorts of dark and frightening images in his mind. He didn't want any part of this. And although this young man had even stopped by the stage going to Mass, he was enjoying now what he termed the good life, involving many, many worldly pursuits. And things were going ahead quite smoothly for him. He did not need God in his life, and he certainly did not want Padre Pio's influence in his life either. But he could not convince his grandfather to cancel the trip. So we can see he's certainly not in favor of meeting Padre Pio. Well, they arrived at the monastery, and once they'd arrived there, they were told, now go and stand in the sacristy, and Padre Pio will join you shortly to greet you. So the grandfather and the grandson, they went there, and they stood in the designated area, the appointed place. And when Padre Pio came through, he walked through the doorway, and the young man was totally shocked to see the extent to which Padre Pio was suffering. He could not believe this, and his heart was just profoundly moved, and he was filled with pity now for Padre Pio. And Padre Pio walked right up to him and said to him, "It's true. Your life is going very smoothly right now, and everything seems to be fine." And as he was saying this, the young man said, "I was thinking, I cannot believe this. He's actually reading my mind." And then Padre Pio continued, "And all that is going to change about the time that you are ordained to the priesthood. And then God is going to send you many trials. He's going to send many trials into your life." Ordained to the priesthood, the young man thought. Is he going crazy? I'm just not interested in that, in the priesthood. I'm not even sure that I believe in God, he said. And as he was saying these things, Padre Pio blessed him, and then he kissed the gloved hand of Padre Pio. And as he kissed the gloved hand, at once he became aware of what's called the fragrance of sanctity. An incredibly beautiful aroma just filled the air. and the rest, as they say, is history. Shortly after this encounter, the disposition of this young man, his heart just changed 180 degrees, and he began to return now to the practice of his faith. And then not long after that, he was entering the priesthood. Many trials, once he had entered the priesthood, many trials did come his way, just as Padre Pio had predicted. And so with all of these things, and over the years, his esteem for Padre Pio just continued to increase and to increase. And he feels today that although he has many crosses to bear, he feels so blessed by God for his vocation. So that's a story that no one saw coming out of the blue, 180 degrees to what he is expecting. But God's ways are obviously different to our ways. Just one or two gems of hope or words of knowledge from Padre Pio, some sayings he had that we could apply in our lives. And the first one is, charity is the measure by which our Lord judges everything. So we should be bearing that in mind, not just doing things, but what is the charity involved in that? And then the second saying is, the sacred gift of prayer is in the right hand of the Savior, and he will begin to give this gift to you in the same measure that you become free and empty yourself, namely of the love of one's senses and one's own will, and in the measure that we become well-grounded in humility. Just a reminder that we'll have another video coming up in the near future. We have 3 videos a week. If you're not receiving these reminders of the videos, then make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. And also, once you're subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell. There's a little all there, select all, and you'll receive reminders of the future videos that we make. And we do encourage you to enroll your Mass prayer intentions. As we mentioned earlier, you can just watch a video on the end screen how to do that.